You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. And around the world, in deployments in all kinds of war zones, there are thousands and thousands of troops on active duty this holiday morning, or at least it's morning here in the East. If you're just restricting your attention to Iraq and Afghanistan, there is still a very high number of troops on active duty. For British troops in Iraq, however, this is the farewell Christmas in Baghdad and elsewhere in a deployment that has taken many, many years, and it is expected that British troops will be pulling out of southern Iraq sometime next year, perhaps as early as March. Joining us now is Caroline Wyatt, who's a BBC correspondent in southern Iraq, in Basra. She joins us from that city where British troops have spent most of their time in the nation of Iraq. Merry Christmas, Caroline.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you from a very hot and sunny Iraq.
Yes, I can imagine. Well, first of all, tell me what the feeling is about troops really spending a kind of a farewell moment in Iraq, and what the sense of anticipation is about getting home.
I think there is a huge feeling of relief. I've just nipped out of the Christmas dinner that we've been having with men from Five Rifles. This, for some of them, has been their fourth tour of Iraq. I was talking to one man whose newborn son, just 9 days old, he hasn't even seen a photo of him yet. And I said, how do you feel about leaving Iraq now? And he said, we are all relieved that it's coming towards an end. A lot of them do feel that there has been a good job done. They've done what they could, but that after what will be 6 years by the time they leave next March, April, May, all of the troops out by next July, that job will be over. And it's interesting here at the base, I've never seen this before, but there are American troops coming in. So the handover, when it takes place around the end of spring next year, that will be to US troops. And we went out this morning with one US colonel who was with his British comrades, and they went out to a forward operating base, bringing the men a British tradition of rum and tea to wake them up on Christmas morning, a tradition known as gunfire. And there's a lot of camaraderie going on between these. It tastes disgusting. I tried some while I was there. It does wake you up, but it is pretty hideous. And the guys actually behind the back of their commanding officer said, you know, we'd rather they just brought us a cold beer, but it's dry. That's their only bit of alcohol for the 6 months they're out here.
Well, you mentioned the four deployments on some of the soldiers that you talked to. You also found a soldier whose deployment is just sort of beginning, and I guess even though it's going to end next year, this is her first Christmas away from home. Listen to this for a moment and then give us a sense of this female soldier.
Is this your first Christmas away from home?
Yes, it is.
How are your family taking that?
Not brilliantly. My parents didn't want to do a family Christmas because they felt that without me there it would be a bit weird, but they've got nothing to worry about. I'll be fine and having fun, so they should do the same.
I mean, she's right about that. Basra has been pretty peaceful throughout the deployment. Her family does have very little to worry about, wouldn't you say?
That's right. That was Lieutenant Caroline Cox. She's an education officer with Five Rifles, and she seemed pretty much in good spirits here. And it is true, even out at the forward operating bases, people aren't being shot at on Christmas Day. In fact, we went out into Basra City yesterday and the day before, and we saw British troops chatting very happily with local people. Business is looking up. The economy is looking up. A lot of people within Basra will say that is thanks to the Iraqi army. That is thanks to Iraqi forces being sent in by the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. But those forces have been very much trained and mentored by both British troops down here in the south and very much by American troops. So I think that kind of peace and security returning to the south, at least, is a real credit to both those forces.
So, Caroline, then is there a sense among British troops that their mission was accomplished, or is there any sense of regret for what hasn't been accomplished?
I think many people will have regrets about a lot of the things that happened along the way. This has been a very brutal 5 years for the Iraqi people since the invasion. Hugely high hopes at the beginning, especially here in the south. I remember being here during the invasion, and people down in the south saw it very much as a liberation. But then things happened. Militias infiltrated, people were at war with one another, and there has been a lot of death, a lot of fighting, and a lot of blood spilled also on the side of US troops and British troops down here. So I think many regrets for the way that things went wrong, but relief that at last across the country, but especially down here in the south, things finally seem to be coming good.
Caroline, you know, there's a way of really stepping back and looking at this Basra deployment in a very big historical context. I mean, I'm wondering if there are some members of the British military there who view this deployment as relatively limited as it has been, as you say, as unfulfilling as it has been, as an attempt on the part of the British military to get Iraq right. The history of Britain in Iraq in the 1920s is not a good one. Is there a sense that this time around things went significantly better?
I'm not sure there is this sense, and I think that a lot of the time memories are quite short. Remember that a lot of the men out here are 19, 20, 21 years old. Yes, they've had their briefings, they've talked to Iraqi people. Iraqi people are very well aware of that bit of British history and of Britain's not always successful role in this particular region. I think for most people here, they've been looking at it within the context of the last 5 years, also looking at it within the context of Afghanistan, which is very much at the forefront of people's minds, that as one mission is ending, as they see it at least partially successfully, there is another one that at the moment is not going right. And British forces, as you say, it's been a relatively small deployment, but it has stretched them to the limit. And I think that is another reason for the relief. If this one ends, it does enable British forces to do more in Afghanistan in a campaign where coalition forces and NATO desperately wants to succeed.
Well, Caroline Wyatt, when you finally make it back to the UK, safe travels.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, and Merry
not
Christmas.
Long now.
Not long now. Thank Caroline Wyatt, BBC correspondent from Basra, Iraq, giving us a very interesting view of the context and the sort of boots-on-the-ground view of what's going on there.